I had been threatening to break things off with Reed for months, and I'm pretty sure nobody thought I'd go through with it. In fact, there were times even I didn't think I could call it off. But after my third summer trip to the ranch, precious time I gifted to myself each year to enjoy the horses and the land and to take time to reflect, I'd finally admitted to myself what we had. Actually, what we didn't have. And ever since I had returned to Philadelphia after a couple of weeks of business travel, I couldn't unknow what was true in my heart. So that day, after mowing through mile-high stacks of briefs and countless meetings with difficult clients, the sight of Reed sitting in the living room doing nothing as usual, except sipping on a pretentious glass of Veuve Clicquot, made it clear that I couldn't handle another second of it. Grabbing a garbage bag, I swept everything off the counter and into the bag. Along with the snacks, I swiped empty wine glasses, bottles, and even a candle or two. As the bottles, glasses, and candles shattered, Reed turned his head toward the kitchen.
"Babe, what are you doing?"
The completely clueless and relaxed expression on his face gave me the urge to dump the bag of trash on his head. Instead, I tied a knot and threw the bag to the floor, making crushed glass noises that were even louder on the hard surface.
"What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing?"
I laughed maniacally, as if I had finally lost my mind, Stephen King red rum style. That got his attention. The half-closed eyelids shot open and the slumped shoulders stood at attention, as if waiting for marching orders.
"I'll tell you what I'm doing. Leaving!"
By now, I was screaming and crying all at once. Reed stood up and walked over to me, making a half-hearted attempt to put his arms around me. I shoved him away.
"Stop, Reed! It's over! This..."
I swept my arms in a large circle, pointing at the kitchen, then the hallway, then the living room.
"This is over!"
I yanked a paper towel from the stainless steel rack and wiped my eyes. Suddenly, feeling calm, I lowered my voice to a whisper, so soft that Reed leaned in to hear my words. "Reed, we are over."